Yeah, we played a lot better. And it was good. It was a lot more fun, that's for damn sure. We forced turnovers, we got sacks, we stopped the run. We just played better, and I think it started early in the game. We started to get some energy, some momentum, and we kept it rolling all game. And our offense obviously put some points on the board. And as the game went on, it got better and better. So it was a good all-around game, and I think we did a good job.
JJ, what was it like you to watch Whitney do what he was doing for his spot?
It was great. I think he did a great job. He had a phenomenal game, obviously. that's what we need. We need guys making plays all over the place, and he was flying around. Great day for him. So it was awesome. Really, really good to see.
Is it more of a relief to finally put a game like this together after all the work that you guys
Right. I don't know if relief is the word, but it's definitely that's what we expect. That's the type of defense we expect to be, and obviously we haven't always been that. So we want to be that, and that's our goal, is to be that.
Do you know how many sacks you had at this point last year?
Not as many as I have this year. I know that. So maybe y'all can stop talking about how down of a year I'm having. That'd be good.
If you had to, obviously, you can't compare years, and you're still going through this year. But if you had to evaluate yourself right now, how do you feel like you've been playing so far?
I've been all right. I don't know. I don't really do all that. It's been all right. I mean, I base everything off of how the team's doing, you know.
JJ was saying it's kind of like a return to basics this week, just kind of getting some of the fundamentals down in practice. Is that how you saw what was the biggest difference in this week transpired?
I think, as a team, we did some great things in the game. I mean, obviously, it comes from how you practice and how you play during the week. But you get the turnover on the kickoff. You get the interceptions we got, the sacks we got, offense going down, scoring points. It was just really a good team effort today. And when you do that, you're going to have success. And it's just a matter of that confidence and that ability to know what you're going to be able to do. And the more confidence you build, the better you play. And the better you play, the more confidence you get. So it's just kind of that cycle that you need to continue to build. I don't know. I don't know.
You were angry last week.
You think I was angry? Why do you think I was angry, John?
Angry.
I wasn't angry. Maybe I was a little.
Are you in pain from your back?
Our training staff did a phenomenal job.
Good.
Our training staff is one of the best in the business. You look at the Jacksonville game. You look at this game. What they did for me to get me out on the field and to help me be able to play was pretty impressive, and those guys, I owe them a lot, and I'm very thankful to them for all the hard work that they put in with me. This week especially was a full team effort, and those guys are awesome.
JJ, how do you react to this? Kevin Johnson said a little while ago, when the front seven is doing what they're doing today, us in the secondary, we've got spit coming out of our mouths like a dog.
Interesting, Kevin. That's interesting. Kid got his first pick today. He's a little excited, huh? He's tossing out the quotables. That's what it's about. We were even saying on the field, we all feed off of each other. We all feed off of each other. And the front seven applies pressure, and the back end gets a pick. The back end has tight coverage and makes them hold the ball, and we get a sack. It's all tied in together. And if one group isn't doing their job, then everybody suffers. And when we're all doing our job, everybody benefits. And today was a day where everybody benefited. So the more that we do that and the better we all play together, the better we're going to be. Sure, there's spit everywhere, I guess. Jesus. No, it's good. It's good going into the bye week. You never want to go in on a sour note. So obviously going in on a good note, knowing what we need to do the second half of the season. And listen, everybody knows we're not where we want to be from a record standpoint, but from a situation standpoint of where we are and the reality of what our division is, we can go out there in the second half of the season and control a lot of things. So we just need to go out, get healthy during the bye week, really take a chance to get your body right and get back to being fully healthy and come out in the second half of the season and play like we did today.
Bill was talking to us about trying to get you in situations that are at least close
Yeah, no, I enjoy one-on-ones very much. They're a lot more fun. They provide a lot more opportunities. Sometimes I'm surprised when I get them. And there were a few of them today. And it's my job to take advantage of them when I get them because I know I don't get them very often. I know that when I do get them, I need to make them count. And I feel like today was a day where we did that. And then we got guys who are out there making their one-on-ones count. You got Whitney, you got Crick, you got everybody else out there making their one-on-ones count as well. And when everybody's doing that, then we have a lot of success. But, yeah, I'll take as many of those as I can get. That'd be great. I don't know, John. I do not know. But I did. yeah, I told them they shouldn't have. But they did. How many hits would I have? How many hits did I have?
Is it the Titans? Is it Mettenberger? You torn them up the last 2 years.
I just take advantage of the opportunities that I'm given. And like I said, it's a combination of everything. It's offense scoring points. It's us being in passing situations where a team has to hold the ball and throw the ball down the field. It's our DBs doing a great job with tight coverage so they can't get the ball out quick. It's fortunate enough to get some one-on-ones. It's a combination of everything, and it when it comes together, it's pretty sweet.
You guys finished really strong last year. Why does it take a while for this, the whole 11 to keep going? In the system?
I don't know. I don't know.
JJ, one non-game question. You started this tradition that's gathers momentum everywhere before the game. You play catch with the fans. Mm-hmm. We see you across the country. We see you here. We watched you throw a football to a kid last week and went in the locker. He kept the football and obviously for the rest of his life. He went nuts. What is that? What is that tradition you started? What does that mean to you? How special is it?
Yeah, it's a chance to connect with the fans. I didn't get to go to many professional sporting games when I was a kid, or even college games. You know, I think I went to maybe 2 professional football games growing up, and I was way up in the top. But just to know what it would have been like to catch a ball from, you know, the star player of the team or any player in the team really would have meant a lot. And so for me, I mean, it takes me, 5, maybe 10 minutes to go around and toss the ball with, I don't know, maybe 20, 30, 40 people. But those 20, 30, 40 people go home with a memory that hopefully puts a smile on their face for a long time to come. And for me, it's part of my warm-up as well. I mean, I'm still out there. I'm getting the sweat going and everything. And it doesn't take a lot of effort on my end, but I know how much it means on the other end. And it's pretty cool. And for me to see the smiles on their faces and to know what kind of impact I can have, it's pretty sweet. So it's just a couple minutes for me to interact with the fans and kind of say thank you. I appreciate y'all coming out and supporting. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.